Ceases to amaze me what people think others will believe in terms of their bullshit, especially narcissists, because that's where it can get really crazy. And they're so convinced of their believability or their trustworthiness to others that they can just make up all sorts of crazy shit. Like this story, a Wisconsin woman is receiving 22 years for the fatal stabbing of her fiance. She tried to use the excuse, he fell on the knife.
Oh, that's like when the abused woman with the two black eyes comes to church or wherever, and the husband who did it said, oh, she fell down the stairs.
She hit a doorknob twice, same night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that alcohol in your breath? Or like, why are your fists bleeding? I was playing a lot of Nintendo. God knows what.
Well, and think about how knives lay down. They don't. You know, they're typically not positioned so that the sharp end is up. They're usually flat.
Yeah.
So even if you fell on it, you might get maybe a slight laceration, but mm-hmm. not a stab wound.
It would probably slide into, like, if it's like sticking up in a couch, it probably, I don't know, it just depends how weird you, how, I mean, it's a difficult to think about how you'd actually get it to kind of stand up to manually stab someone if they were to fall on it. You'd have to like have it positioned in some way, shape or form where it's not going to move.
Like in a vice grip or something. Not positioned between two couch cushions or some weird thing. Or sitting on the floor.
You had it like in a cup. The cup would probably tip over.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes a little bit of thinking. But a woman from New Richmond, Wisconsin, has been sentenced to only 22 years in prison for the fatal stabbing of her fiance. That doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense to me. Only 22 years?
And I'm a little confused. If it's her fiance, she's not legally tied to him in any way. If you don't like the guy, go away.
Sean Lewis, in their home, Martin Smith, 55, received her sentence on Tuesday in St. Croix Circuit Court after pleading guilty to charges of first-degree intentional homicide and resisting and obstructing police. The incident occurred 1.5 years ago on August 27th of 2022. According to court documents, Smith had called 911 from their residence at the 600 block of North 2nd Street, prompting police and emergency medical personnel to respond. Upon their arrival, officers found Lewis on the floor with multiple wounds. Despite efforts to save him, Lewis succumbed to his injuries at the scene. An autopsy conducted by the Ramsey County Medical Examiner's Office determined that Lewis died from a stab wound to his abdomen with additional less serious wound to his chest. During the investigation, Smith provided law enforcement with various accounts of what transpired that fateful morning. Among her statements was that a claim that Lewis had fallen on a knife during an argument between them, leading to his fatal injuries.
Oh, my God. Well, that's gutsy, isn't it?
I mean, could it happen in theory? I guess. But how do you just fall on? I had like this horrific fear as a child. And don't ask me why. Because I really don't know. You know, the slip and slides, like the yellow slip and slides?
Yeah.
At the, like, now they all have, like, you know, pools and waterfalls and rainbows and ponies at the ends of them. But back then, once you ended the slip and slide, you ended on grass or whatever is at the end of your slip and slide. And I had this fear, and I don't know how it got into my mind, that what if there was a knife at the end of the slip and slide? And I slid into it, that could stab you because you're going at a high speed. It's right there. That would be something. And I swear to God, I had a fear of going down that slip and slide for many, many years.
Who hurt you?
I think it's the anxiety that my mother had given me of being,
oh my gosh,
being afraid of everything. And I mean, we had like horrible things in our community. Like we had that woman get abducted from the mall. We had a kid that got abducted in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
It was a lot of unresolved anxiety is really what it came down to. How that got into my mind, I don't know. I can't picture my mother ever saying to me, like, what if there's a knife at the end of this? I just don't think that she would have done that.
Well, we know that you've got a very vivid imagination. So you just thought this up one sunny afternoon, beautiful 90 degrees, and the slip and slide is in the backyard. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what if somebody's going to stab me by putting a knife at the end of it?
Oh, yeah.
Ouch.
And like, why would this happen? There's just some, and it wasn't even like it'd be like somebody just left a knife in the yard. Not like
fuck did we do that? We never, I didn't even, we had like shitty steak knives. We didn't even have like a kitchen knife. That was like, we had one tiny one that was used for like cutting lemons. It was like a paring knife. So why on earth I was afraid that there'd be like somehow a butcher knife or a chef's knife that we didn't even own in our backyard by the slip and slide is beyond me.
Well, but, it's like when the tree outside is casting a shadow of one of its tiny branches and it looks like it's a huge monster. Mm-hmm. Your brain just went, okay, this is what I'm going to do with this.
Oh, yeah. I had a lot of catastrophized fears that I would just kind of go with when I was younger. I'm so glad my mind doesn't function that way anymore because that could be a very difficult way to live. But yeah, I vividly remember that. I remember some other crazy ones too. I won't go into or tell you off the air where it was like where things were insinuated to me. And then I was like, my mind just kind of took it to like new levels of like, whoa, my God, this could happen. Got to be careful what you say to anxious children because they'll believe a lot of shit.
Yeah, they will. But look at what you do for a living. You're kind of feeding into that monster, aren't you?
I don't worry that much anymore about things like that, though, at all. I don't know. I've completely, like, maybe that's, I've grown past all of that. I don't fear, I mean, that there's somebody breaking into my house. I don't fear, none of that stuff. I don't have any of those anxieties anymore. Maybe,
oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, maybe I've conquered them, and that's why I can talk about this stuff the way I can, I don't know, with some insight of being an anxious person at one point in time. I feel like I'm talking about a different human being. Sometimes when I'm recalling these things, because it's just not who I am anymore, but I can vividly remember how and why I felt those ways, which makes it a little easier to empathize with people when they're kind of going through that sort of thing too.
Absolutely.
Anyway, during the her explanations, she had many different accounts. Like we said, amongst them was that he had fallen on the knife during the argument. Despite her explanations, the evidence presented in court, including the autopsy report, supported the conclusion that Smith was responsible for Lewis's death. As a result, she ultimately pled guilty to the charges brought against her. She now, Smith's sentencing includes credit for the time she's already served in jail since her arrest. This means she's expected to spend approximately the first 1.5 years of her term behind bars, with a remainder on extended release.
Oh.
Huh?
What?
So she pled guilty.
That must have been the deal that she made. She's got a really good attorney.
How? How is this possible? That's wow. My God.
I wonder if there is a domestic abuse component to this that the story never really told us about. Was she somehow defending herself that they had had an argument and she ended up stabbing him in self-defense of sorts?
I don't know the answer to that. All I have is what's in front of me, but it just doesn't seem to add up a whole lot as to why that would be the case.
Yeah, the story really doesn't go into great detail.
It's
the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, looking this up, it's exactly right. This isn't like an error in this reporting at all. The 22-year sentence for stabbing, and first 1.5 going to be spent in jail, and then the next rest of it, she's out.
And I'm looking at the original story, which is back from August 30th of 22. It said that the public is not at risk, and this was an isolated domestic incident.
It doesn't matter if the public's at risk. She stabbed him.
Killed him.
And pled guilty. How do you, what kind, that's not justice at all.
No.
God.
No, first degree intentional homicide and resisting or obstructing police in connection with the death. That's what she was charged with. She pled guilty. And then she's basically out as soon as the case was done.
You get more for weed possession in the state of Wisconsin than you would for, I guess, killing someone.
Yeah.
And it's legal in other states. Wow.
And her cash bond was $500,000. I mean, it seemed like they were taking this quite seriously. And then, you go home.
What's going
we'll
on
put
behind
an ankle bracelet on.
What is going on behind the scenes here, I think, is the question.
Yeah.
There's something that just does not add up.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.